This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, if a session say pelileke, and we are graced by His Excellence Uchansela, Mr. Uzungu, la emsakazweni wakho iMUT Radio. Siyabingelela baba Uzungu.
Ngiyabonga ukuba lapha.
Yeah, I want to know from you since Tuesday until today, the last day of your graduation, like, what can you say about the success?
What I've witnessed is a spectacle, highly spirited participation by graduates or graduates and their families. And of course, the community, yes, MUT, the choir, the academics play a huge role in creating the spirit that makes MUT arguably one of the best graduation ceremonies in the country, maybe in the world. So what I've witnessed is really world-class showing by all concerned.
I want to get to the personal side of you, Mr. Zugu. You are more of a laid-back person. If someone doesn't know you, and I buzu kutena ubanlo baba loka, we saw you dancing and having fun in on the podium. So, what does it mean for you being part of all these graduations, seeing all these students actually getting about cum laude and also the VCs awards?
Education has always been very close to my heart. Of all the endeavors, social endeavors, education is close to my heart. So when I see students reaching the apex, ultimately receiving their certificates after years of toiling, it fills me with a lot of warmth. And knowing that these young people are now facing the challenges that we as society see on our daily lives, in our daily lives. It makes me want to wish them good luck. It makes me want to celebrate with them. And as I jump up and rejoice with them, I'm also praying for their success and for the success of our country. So those are the emotions that go through me when I see these young people rejoicing.
It's a last day, a second session, I think it's coming along. What can we expect from Mr. Zungu? Some more dancing and having fun.
Same. We've got to be consistent. We've got to give the support to all the students. They've worked hard for it. We must patiently be there for them. Every one of them matters.
Yes.
When I kept them, yesterday I kept over 1,200. The other day, similar number, maybe slightly less. Today, significantly less. But every one of them matters. So we've got to do the same. Call them by their names. Congratulations. If I know their clan names, read their clan names and show them that they are important. They are special. And the whole ritual of celebrating with them, enjoying the dance, going down with it, with them, again means as a collective they matter. We love them, and want them to also remember when they are successful. Remember the institution that made them. Come back and contribute. This institution needs them. Doesn't only need their prayers and their best wishes. It also needs their resources, which they will be earning, to contribute to the endowment, to contribute to the upgrading of infrastructure. So that's what we're here for. Same. Talk, motivate, congratulate.
There is another sad truth, Mr. Zungu. The numbers of unemployed graduates is escalating like day in, day out. And we also saw you actually donating some money to actually open the business or just encourage the student to get into entrepreneurship. What is the importance of that?
The whole idea of being educated to seek jobs is a colonial construct. It's a industrialization of the Western world's construct. We've got to be educated to create employment ourselves, to be owners of enterprises. And some of those challenges are imposed on us by circumstances. There are not enough jobs, circulating around. So it's a matter of must that these young people with the skills, with the requisite mindset, must just go out there and create the jobs. Yes. It's very, very important for me, therefore, to foster entrepreneurship as a core undertaking of the university. So the idea of a business school resonates with me fundamentally, because that's the only way we can actually help resolve our historic challenges on a more sustainable basis when we have entrepreneurs in our midst and we have trained them and developed them.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zungu.
Only my pleasure.
That was the Chancellor of the MUT University, or Mangosuthu University of Technology, just gracing us today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are also joined by the VCP, the Vice Chancellor and the Principal of Mangosuthu University of Technology, Professor Umakas Ramohale. Good morning, sir, and welcome
hello,
to the show.
Hello. Good morning. Is it still morning?
Yeah, it's still morning, I guess.
Yes, yeah. We finish early.
Right. I just want to know from you, say, Professor, since Tuesday, the first day of your graduation until here, what can you say?
Well, we were excited about the success of this year's graduation ceremonies.
Yes, yes.
It's gone well so far. We've not had any glitches.
Yeah.
And we're very happy also that the Chancellor has been able to be with us this week. It's only on Wednesday when he was held up.
Yeah.
But for the other 3 days, he's been with us. Mm. And we really appreciate that. Mm. Because that means taking time from his very busy schedule.
Mm.
So we're very excited about this year's graduation ceremonies.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. We spoke to some of the students today who are doing masters in nature conservation or natural sciences, Ms. Demtetwa and Ms. Demtembo. And what I picked up from the conversation, their supervisor was Professor Kupusami, Roger Kupusami. Like, what can you say to Professor Kupusami being more vigilant and being more active into recruiting more the student of Mangosuthu?
Well, we're actually happy about the work that is being done by Professor Kupusami, the Dean of the Faculty, and also what is happening in the Department of Nature Conservation.
Yes.
Actually, that Department of Nature Conservation, it's one of our most productive departments in the university. They've been trailblazers. Many people do not know that even the nature conservation programs that we are offering here at the postgraduate level are the first of their kind in South Africa.
Yes.
You don't find them anywhere. So students who want to study this kind of programs have to come to MUT. And that is because of the leadership of Professor Kupusami and his colleagues.
It's a last day, Professor. You've been having fun since Tuesday. Now I think the second session will start at around 2 o'clock this evening. Mm. What can we expect from a Professor? More dancing, more having fun?
Yes, more fun, definitely.
Yeah.
We are an African institution.
Yes.
And we know how to celebrate.
Yeah.
And so you can expect more celebrations.
Right.
As you know, our graduations are very unique
in
the country. They have that very distinctive African flavor, which is what even guests tell us they like about our graduation ceremonies.
Yeah. Maybe I can ask Professor this. What moment like took your eyes, like specifically, this is like was my favorite moment?
You mean in this...
In this graduation, yes.
This since, morning or...
Since Tuesday.
Well, it's I'm really pleased by the number of students getting cum laudes.
Yeah.
You can see that faculties are fairly consistent.
Yes.
In terms of that level of standard. Mm. We have not seen a decline, and that is very, very exciting for us.
Yeah.
We'd actually want to see more and more cum laudes coming onto the stage.
Thank you so much, sir.
That
was Professor Ramohale, sorry. I was speaking about Professor Kupusami. That was the VCP of Mangosuthu University of Technology, Vice Chancellor and the Principal, Professor Umakas Ramohale, just giving us
ukujabula kwakhe nontuthuko. This is an MUT Radio podcast.